This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about fitness. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Exercise is connected to culture in many ways. Why and how people exercise, whether it's part of their lives at all, what role it plays. And some forms of exercise have deep historical and cultural roots. Alan Hinnich visited a small studio in Philadelphia, decorated with lots of bright colors and Brazilian flags. It teaches a type of Afro-Brazilian martial art called capoeira that's been around for centuries.
A game is about to begin. Three people are holding instruments, a hand drum, a tambourine, and a single string bow. The rest of the group forms a circle. Two people step into the middle, tap hands, and then they cartwheel and start throwing kicks at each other. As an outsider, it looks like an acrobatic dance. There are handstands and somersaults, people move in and out of the circle, but it's not really a dance at all. It's practice for a fight, disguised as a dance, and the goal is to dominate space, to drive the other person out of the center of the circle.
So that was good, because everything in the planet's about rhythm. Everything is about rhythm. You have a rhythm, you go far.
That's club director Adenilson dos Santos, or Mestre Doutor as his students call him. The title Mestre signifies his top rank in capoeira, which took decades to achieve. And Doutor means doctor in Portuguese. It's his nickname for also being a nurse. Mestre was born in the north of Brazil and brought capoeira to Philadelphia nearly 30 years ago.
Leave Brazil, leave everything, my family, my brothers and sisters, friends, leave everything behind to start a new life.
To understand why this martial art masquerades as a dance, we have to go back to the roots of capoeira, back to colonial Brazil in the 1500s. A time when hundreds of thousands of Africans were trafficked across the Atlantic by Portuguese settlers and enslaved along with indigenous people.
What happened when the slaves came to Brazil with the Indians, and they just fused together, and then capoeira.
By fusing African music with indigenous acrobatics, capoeira became a way for enslaved people to practice fighting while not catching the eyes of their oppressors. Over time, this ritual also became a means for preserving identity and spirituality. That's why people who practice the sport today still use the same instruments, like the pandeiro, a tambourine, agogô, a double bell.
It came from a tree.
And the iconic single-string bow, the beating bell, which looks like a fishing rod.
What's the history of the instrument? Where does
well,
it come from?
Well, this is the beating bow is been proved how it is original from Africa, not Brazil, but they came. They came in a memory of slavery in Brazil because they're not allowed to take anything. So, but a capoeira is original from Brazil. So what happened, we got that gift from Africa was the music, the rhythm. 1, 2, 3 for samba, for capoeira.
The music is probably the biggest difference between this martial arts and other martial arts.
That's Eduardo Zancanero, one of Mestre's students.
Some rhythms are made for you to play slower, and closer to the ground, and like not be flashy. Other ones more like are more acrobatic. So the rhythm kind of dictates the way the game should be played.
Eduardo immigrated to the U.S. from Brazil as a child.
I came here when I was 7. I didn't really get a chance to grow up in Brazilian culture, so I lost like a big part of that growing up. So when I came here, I just instantly felt like I reconnected with like my roots. It kind of felt like going somewhere that I've been before, like a long time ago.
Eduardo and the other students tell me that many of their Portuguese songs speak of capoeira's history. After slavery was abolished in 1888 in Brazil, capoeira became criminalized, and the only way of practicing for decades was to do it in secret. To avoid getting caught by the police, capoeiristas would come up with nicknames for each other. It became a tradition that still holds more than a century later.
My capoeira name is Da Vinci.
They call me Contra Mestre Cookie.
I would answer to Hannah or I would answer to Coruja, that's my capoeira name.
It wasn't until the 1930s that the practice became legal. But even then, police cracked down on capoeira groups because they associated the sport with crime.
The Brazilian government, especially the militaries, and they come without no warnings, hitting people or running the horse in the top of the middle of the circle.
Yet, capoeira persevered, and now it thrives as one of Brazil's most popular sports, thanks to schools that help formalize the practice and attract international support, like this one. Mestre students alone have spread all over the world, opening their own clubs.
That's in California, in Arizona, Ohio, North Carolina. I have a student in my, have a school in Japan, and another one in China. So Guatemala, I have a student. All came from Philly.
When I first approached Mestre about doing a story on capoeira, he insisted that I try it myself. But I never got past the white belt in karate when I was a kid. I'd given up on kicks and spins a long time ago. But after leaving that first session, I just couldn't get the sound of the beating bao out of my head. It pulsed and it pulsed, and I imagined how it would feel to pull off a handstand or a cartwheel. So, I came back. I tried handstands and almost fell on my back. I couldn't lift my legs high enough for a decent kick. When I entered the center of the circle, everyone took it easy on me. But it's not like that for everyone. Another student got tripped in the middle of a kick. If you fall, you lose the round. But at the end of class, there are no winners or losers. Just a half-hour sermon for Mestre about how to dominate space.
So your job is to take the space away right away. If you don't have space, you cannot do that much.
I can't do that much anyway.
Mestre emphasizes that capoeira is all about finding balance within the chaos of the circle, from fighting pair to pair, between the kicks and the rhythm, but also within oneself, and then applying that balance to the rest of your life. Before I go, I asked Mestre one more thing.
Which is your favorite song?
In capoeira?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it had to be Happy One, because that's what the capoeira represents for me. It's a happiness for everybody. It can take you out of depression, it can give you a way of life, they give to me. But I like it most songs like Happy One, Energize, Happy One, make you happy, like I don't have to.
That story was reported by Alan Hinnage.